through the second time. Bob Dylan visited him as he was lying in a hospital bed. Bob sang him songs. Woody smiled and said, I'm glad you come. You belong here. Go forth and be the voice of your generation. A security gate. I passed by a Mercedes Benz, climbed up a barbed wire fence, and over a couple of scratches, but I'd made it to the home of Bruce Springsteen. Well, I found the boss asleep in bed, pillows piled up around his head. I turned on the light, took off my coat, stuck a thermometer down his throat, said, don't talk. You look pale, boss. Not at all well. I said, you look bad. And I asked him, could he think of us as Bob and Woody? I said, you just rest your pretty head as I sing to you in your hospital bed.
What the hell are you talking about? I ain't sick. I ain't at the hospital. How'd you get past the security gate anyway?
I said I wrote you a song called Song to Bruce with a tune I stole from one of yours. To his platinum record. Next, I pointed, said, I just want to be anointed.
Springsteen, I wrote you a song about funny old world that's coming along. Seems singing, it's tired, it's hard, and it's torn. He looks like he's dying, and it's hardly been born.
He started really looking sick, and I stopped singing. I said, geez, I'm sorry about your husband's incurable disease. I'm here to help any way I can, you know, Woody and Bob, Bruce and Dan. She said, honey, what am I hearing?
He said, baby, you know I'm in the prime of life.
I said, down to, what, 8 million in sales this time around? Read the signs, Patty!
He said, some people think this record's my best. I said, shh,
you need your rest.
He said, there's a madman on the loose.
I said, what are you about, Dan and Bruce? Well, he threw me out the way I come. Barbed wire scraped my face and thumbs. I've been thinking ever since. Bob and Woody, Dan and the artist formerly and once again known as Prince. Bob and Woody, Dan and the Indigo Girls, at least everybody sings there. Starring Harry.